From the newsrooms of WBUR and GBH, I'm Arun Roth. Welcome to Consider This, from Boston, where kids wearing caps and gowns and sitting in close contact have been a common sight this month on football fields and even at Fenway Park, as the class of 2021 wraps up a weird and often heartbreaking senior year. GBH News has followed three high school seniors from the first day of school through the last as part of our COVID in the Classroom reporting project. And here to share some takeaways is GBH's Stephanie Lydon. Hey, Stephanie.
Hey, Arun. Good to talk with you.
Likewise. So it's been, we've seen this in so many ways, a tough year for a lot of young people. The students you've been following, how have they been doing?
Like a lot of us, they've been doing better this spring as COVID rates recede and things begin to open up and there's more of a sense of normalcy in many of our lives. These are three kids, very different kids, different interests from different communities, Framingham, South Boston, and Everett, all communities that spent much of this past year in the COVID red zone. All of them were, you know, sent home from school in March of 2020 when they were juniors, and they all spent most of their senior year at home. And they all talked about how difficult remote school was, emotionally draining, hard to stay motivated. So after this struggle, the struggle of this past year, after so much isolation, to be on a field with their peers graduating, it was almost surreal, but I think generally pretty joyful for them.
Yeah, well, tell us some more about that because, you know, restrictions happily eased up in time for high school to end for a lot of kids normally. Did all these kids, these three kids get to end with a fairly normal graduation?
They did. And it was actually amazing to see the video. In one case, I went in person. And it happened in schools and in football fields, as you said, Arun, all across the state. Our boy from South Boston, Thomas, who is was a student at Boston Latin School, had his graduation just last week at Fenway Park, like a lot of Boston public schools. And he quoted one of the valedictorians giving a speech who said, "This is both a reunion and a farewell." I mean, these kids spent so little time, if any, together this year. But he talked about how grateful he was to have graduation with his peers.
You know, we had so many things taken away, but being able to keep like these really important things like a graduation is just so great. And I'm so grateful for like everyone who did it.
Wow. So many emotions and so many potent emotions. What about the third student, the young woman from Everett? What was her graduation like?
You know, Everett was, among these hard-hit communities, one of the hardest hit in the state. And that high school did not open up until mid-May. So the seniors there had the option of going back for, you know, really just the last couple of weeks of classes. So to see them after this year all gathered at the huge football stadium in Everett, I was at that graduation. There were very few, if any, masks. It was just so normal after such an abnormal year, and it was so filled with joy. Our student, Anne-Laurie Pierre, was actually voted virtually class president this year. So she got up in front of her peers and gave a speech in which she talked about being a warrior and how having a warrior mentality helped her and her peers get through this year. She's a girl who experienced deep loss from COVID. Her father died from COVID, and she shared just how difficult it was this year, not only for her, but so many of her peers. And her takeaway was, listen, we've gotten through this. We are warriors, and we're going to need that mentality when we move on from this day into the real world. And we are going to have to keep fighting.
Well, that just kind of speaks to an amazing resiliency, right? What was that? Did you hear similar things from other students?
We did. That was a common theme, that they had lost a lot. Our student in Framingham, who struggled with isolation, with mental health, with motivation, and just with the whole concept that things will not always go as planned, came away with kind of a similar conclusion. And here's what she had to say. Looking back at this past year.
As unfortunate as COVID was, I definitely am not saying, you know, I'd do this all over again, but I think that I was able to grow from it and learn how to be a better version of myself. Part of me is like, I can take on whatever's coming next.
Well, that's, That's amazing and inspiring, and well, all the other superlatives we could use about these young people and this year they've been through. And Stephanie, it's just been wonderful to hear their stories. Thank you so much for bringing them to us.
Arun, thanks so much.
That's GBH's Stephanie Leiden. Before we go, I should tell you what else is up. School resource officers will no longer walk the halls of schools in Brookline. The town select board voted last week to end the role police officers play in patrolling the city's public schools. Select board member Raul Fernandez voted to remove the officers and says having armed police stationed in schools is inappropriate.
Officers need to have a very limited role, and that is law enforcement and providing for the public safety.
The result left others disappointed. Bernard Green is on the Select Board's Committee for Police Reforms and supported keeping the officers in place. He called the change unfortunate.
And we'll have short-term negative impacts on Brookline, creating divisions between the police and the community that were not there before.
The Select Board also voted to do away with a program that assigns police officers to public housing properties. In vaccination news, two of the state's mass vaccination sites are shutting down this week. The Heinz Convention Center in Boston closes its doors tomorrow, followed by the Natick Mall site on Wednesday. But with some 2.9 million residents still not vaccinated, the state's Department of Public Health is doubling down on a campaign to make vaccines easily accessible throughout communities. The DPH has also enlisted some celebrity encouragement.
Hi, I'm Brandon Bai from the New England Revolution. We know the COVID vaccine saves lives. My teammates and I got the COVID vaccine to protect ourselves, our family, and others. We hope you'll get vaccinated as well.
Vaccinations are now available at pharmacies and supermarkets throughout the state. Those who accept the shot could also receive a gift card for groceries and will be entered into a $1 million state lottery. And finally, let's celebrate summer. Not only is today the first full day of summer, it's also the start of summer camp for thousands across New England. Some of Mass Audubon's 18 day camps have already opened, with most starting up this week and next. The Audubon's education director, Chris Skopinich, says last year they had 3,700 campers compared to 13,000 in 2019. This year, 9,500 campers have signed up, and the camps are reinstating most of the traditional activities, which both staff and campers alike are looking forward to.
It's an enriching experience that complements what happens in school, and it's really focused on the socio-emotional development and making friends, and of course for us as nature camps, being outside.
She says most Audubon campers are under 12 and unvaccinated, so they'll all have masks with them at all times. From the newsrooms of WBUR and GBH, the greatest combo since summer and camp, I'm Arun Roth. Be well. You like podcasts. Here's one more you might enjoy. From the producers of GBH's Antiques Roadshow, Detours is a podcast about what happens to all those antiques after the cameras leave town. Join Adam Monahan, longtime producer of Roadshow, for stories of sales, fakes, and even federal crimes. Subscribe to Detours wherever you get your podcasts.